This is the Tennessee Valley News Hour on 89.3 HD3 News Talk. I'm Saidi Beltran with Margie Birchfield and a special guest, Melanie Dickerson. The Writer's Almanac is coming up at the end of our first segment. Now, tell me about our guest, Margie.
Good evening, everyone. We'd like to welcome to the studio New York Times bestselling author and local Huntsville area resident, Melanie Dickerson.
Melanie, before we get into the meat and potatoes of this interview, you're our first in what we're calling a paper napkin series of interviews. We're kind of knocking off Southern Living magazine.
Hi, Saidi and Margie.
Hi, Melanie.
So what's your favorite Southern dish?
I grew up eating all kinds of Southern foods, black-eyed peas and collard greens and cornbread and all of the good stuff.
Well, with Thanksgiving around the corner, I'm guessing those favorite dishes that you just listed will probably be on your table, huh?
Well, we're going to my mom's tomorrow, and she's probably going to be making us pecan pie. My daughters have already requested it.
That's perfect, because I am actually ending our show tonight with a little article about pecan pies and the benefits of eating pecans. So,
oh, that's nice.
Melanie, let's talk about what's on your plate right now. For some people unfamiliar with the sub and sometimes the sub-sub genres of romance literature, you're known for writing young adult Christian historical romances with a specialty in fairy tale retellings. How in the world did you find yourself in such a specialized category?
Well, I never planned it, actually. It just kind of happened. It's kind of a long story. Do you want to hear the whole thing?
Can we have the Cliff Note version?
Okay. I'll try. My second book that I wrote after I started back writing about 13 years ago was a retelling of Sleeping Beauty. I got the idea to write a story that had the same premise as the fairy tale, but I wanted to flesh it out more. I wanted to flesh out the characters and explore, you know, their motivations and just kind of add some things to the story, make it, you know, a novel. And so I had so much fun doing that. I decided I would do a whole series about on the different fairy tales, write novels about them. Once I found a publisher to publish the first one, they wanted to publish it as a young adult novel because the heroine was young and it had that young adult feel. It was, I guess, I think like a 16-year-old. I don't know, so the first one did well. The second one did well. So we just kept going, and I enjoy fairy tales. I've always loved fairy tales.
I am unfamiliar with your writings. Do you mind reading a snippet from your book that's just been released called The Silent Songbird?
Evangeline is gifted with a heavenly voice, but she is trapped in a sinister betrothal until she embarks on a daring escape and meets brave Wesley LaWise. Can he help her discover the freedom to sing again? Desperate to flee a political marriage to her cousin, King Richard II's closest advisor, Lord Shively, a man twice her age with shadowy motives, Evangeline runs away and joins a small band of servants journeying back to Glenval, their home village. Who will save the king from a plot to steal his throne?
Oh, it's a mystery. We can't wait to find out.
It is a mystery. I'm going to say I've already read the book, and it is fantastic.
Thanks, Margie.
So, Melanie, October was a very busy and exciting month for you, and it sounds like November is also. You had edits required by your publisher for an upcoming book. You needed to plot out another book. And, oh, yes, you became a New York Times bestselling author. Three times. The
what?
Latest was just announced that The Silent Songbird will debut at number 2 on the New York Times bestsellers list.
Well, on the young adult ebooks.
On the young adult
list.
Ebooks.
Congratulations.
That is so awesome.
Thanks.
What was your reaction to the first notification and then the second and now the third?
I was excited. It's hard to know exactly, you know, what this means, but by the excitement from my agent and my publisher, I kind of knew it was pretty big.
You've recently expanded from your usual books and are now also publishing Regency Christian historical romances. For those listeners who might not know, what does a Regency romance mean, and what made you want to break away from your fairy tales?
A Regency romance, it's called that because it takes place in Regency England, which is a short period of time in the early 1800s. They're set at the time of Jane Austen's stories, so it's that time period.
Can you tell us, V, what our listeners and fans can expect from your writing desk next?
I always have something in the works. I have one more Regency suspense novel that I have to write. The second one comes out in February, and this third one will come out next September. But I'm about to sign a new contract, but I probably shouldn't say anything about that yet.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Finally, we're ending our paper napkin interview sessions with like a little lightning round of some more questions. So these are super easy. So, sweet or unsweet tea?
Sweet.
Favorite place for biscuits?
Chick-fil-A.
Alabama or Auburn?
Alabama.
And do you own anything monogrammed?
No.
Oh, that's amazing. And you've got girls in your house, too.
I can't think of anything I have that's monogrammed.
Melanie, thank you so much for coming to visit with us.
Oh, thank you.
I can't wait to read your book. I'm going to steal Margie's copy.
We had a great time. Thank you. Thanks for coming by the studio.
Thank you, Margie.